It was a nail-biter right to the end. And even though Barry Springwater Oro Medant promised to deliver one of the closest races of the 2022 provincial election, only 44.61% of local eligible voters cared enough to mark their X. In the end, Progressive Conservative incumbent Doug Downey, who served as Attorney General, captured 16,114 of the votes, 609 more than Liberal candidate and longtime Barry Mayor Jeff Lehman. Provincewide, as the Progressive Conservatives captured a clear majority on Thursday, the voter turnout was just over 43% with 98.98% of the polls reporting on Friday afternoon, proving to be the lowest ever in a provincial election in Ontario. That's down significantly from the 57% that turned out for the 2018 provincial election. The turnout in Newmarket Aurora, where PC Don Gallagher Murphy won close to 45% of the vote, was only slightly better, at just more than 44% of eligible voters casting ballots. Almost 60% felt it wasn't worth going to the polls to express an opinion, says Georgian College politics teacher Jeffrey Booth, expressing concern over the low turnout. But he sees this year's campaign overall, where many PC candidates opted out of debates, including locally, as different from others. And that, Booth adds, may not be a good thing for democracy. Another concern for Booth is the style of the campaign. The Progressive Conservatives ran a campaign that really didn't focus much on policy but focused more on feel-good politics, he said. And people bought it. Without an informed public view, people can become vulnerable to being taken advantage of, he said. Booth says he found the PC campaign lacking substance, which he worries may become a template for future campaigns he calls entertainment politics. In his teaching, Booth tells students not just to vote, but to make an informed decision so they can cast a knowledgeable vote. What the Progressive Conservatives discovered is less is more. It's a winning strategy, Booth said. So pull your candidates away from engaging with the citizenry. Send out talking points, send out press releases, but don't let your candidates actually get in touch with citizens because they might say something that throws off the game. Obviously, it was a brilliant political strategy this time around. People are tired of the pandemic, we all just want to get out there and go to the garden centers and live our lives, he added. That approach, Booth explains, is based on focusing on the leader whose image is crafted by the campaign team. That leaves the people on the ground representing the individual ridings to rely upon that big picture without extending much of themselves to the electorate, he said. He feels that approach, largely enabled through social media, creates a template that he worries might be followed in the future that he feels is not healthy for democracy. With files from Deborah Kelly.